Good morning. As usual, if the winds are blowing on top of this ridge, it'll really be a blowing, won't it? I tell you, I'd like to blow my hat off out there. I thought whenever Rod had the title of that last psalm from Psalms 23, I thought, wow, I've picked the psalms that I want to read to y'all. And it's a pretty long reading, but when I got to thinking about what I wanted to bring for the message this morning, meditation was just the fact that, of course, we're all sinners, and this is our time that we bring those sins and lay them at the foot of the cross, that we are able to reap the benefits of Jesus' shed blood on that cross to cover our sins. But as the reading will tell you, we need to ask for that forgiveness. I'm going to say in my case, continually, because we need it. But anyway, the psalm that I wanted to read is a very familiar one. I'm sure most of you have studied it before, but it's Psalms 51. And the title, "To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he'd gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and upon me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. The God of my salvation and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be praised with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. then they shall offer bulls on your altar. And a lot of reading there, but if you think about the opportunity that Jesus gives us each Sunday to be here to partake in the Lord's Supper, and this, I don't know what word to use, but it was David pleading for God to continue to have mercy on him. And that's the way, unfortunately, we all should be, because we all are sinners. I know there's a lot of you that are a lot less sinners than I am, but the fact of the matter is we all do, and that's why we need to think about a passage, I believe, such as this, simply because pretty beautiful way to ask God to forgive us when we failed him. So as we take of these emblems, the bread first, which represents Christ's broken body on the cross, take it all together. Then take the cup, which represents Christ's spilt blood on that cross, for the remission of our sins. And I like that in the scripture where David says, it'll cleanse me and make me white as snow. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you so very much for this time when we can come together to worship you, of course, and to lift these petitions up to you, Lord, and thank you for the great sacrifice that you made when you did die upon that cross for us. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for arising on that third day to finish taking away our sins, that we might be able to spend eternity with you if we'll follow your commands. And we just thank you again and praise you and pray all these things in your name. Amen.